Welcome to Hammer Dad!
Not my best. For being honest.
It's all right.
Best. It's probably the glasses.
It's all right.
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby. Ho.
That's Bubba Gumpino. Good luck today.
Thank you, sir.
Canadian sensation. Bearded wonder.
Yes, sir.
Those real diamonds?
Of course. Of course.
Jeez.
That's what we do with these winners.
Hey, that's where the money goes. Jay's here.
Hi,
Mitt's here. How you doing, Mitt?
Doing really good, Tony. How you doing?
You ready for the Olympics?
Yeah, I'm super pumped for the Olympics. I love the Olympics.
I know you love the Olympics. Everybody loves the Olympics. And other than that, it's just baseball. So us degenerates need Olympic winners.
And Tony, I'm the baseball mush, probably the greatest of all time.
Yeah, you stink at baseball.
I need the Olympics.
That's why we had Marencio on earlier this week, talk about a little Olympics. And then our next guest used to come on, talk to NBA about us. Nice little NBA season for him. Has now turned his attention, because I heard him the other day, to Olympics. NFL, NBA handicapper, and now World Games handicapper for NBC Sports Bet, Bet the Edge pod, Deep Dive podcast, on Twitter, at @whale_capper. We welcome back to Hammer Don, Drew Dinsick. Welcome back, sir.
Hi, baby, Drew. What's happening, fellas? Excited for these World Games.
All right, do you have to... I mean, you're with NBC. Do you have to call them World Games, or can you say the O word?
No, I can say the O word.
I think I have to say Olympic World Games.
There is some breaking news.
What do you mean?
Guinea just pulled out.
Who?
Whoa!
As in the country?
Yeah, they're done.
New Guinea or old Guinea?
Just Guinea.
Drew, what does that do?
Well, that opens things up really for the United States to get some gold medals that we weren't otherwise going to get. I think, right?
Exactly.
It makes me feel bad for the athletes from Guinea who were excited to participate in this. But realistically, about 90-ish% of the gold medals get awarded to the top 20 countries. So this is a little bit of a country club type of deal.
I saw like the U.S.'s like medal. I don't think it was gold. I think it was just total medals. It was like 111 or something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong. I was like, I didn't even know that was even a possible number.
They keep turning it up too. Like, one of the interesting things as you're handicapping the medal markets this year is there are 339 golds being awarded. Last Olympic cycle, it was like 302 or 306 or something. So we got about 32 more golds being awarded this year than there were last year. So in general, like, the numbers are going to go up, right? So yeah. If your starting point on handicapping an Olympic medal market is, well, how many did this country get last time around? You're going to want to put a premium on that, you know, right away. And then if you kind of dig into what sports they added skateboarding, surfing, karate, baseball. Ooh. And softball are back. But those are team sports, only one medal per sport. And then they added a couple of new events in some of the traditional sports. So, you know, it's overall, I think they did a pretty decent job of sort of adding balanced strength across all the countries. No one really massively benefits from the new sports that were added. But for sure, as you're handicapping the medals for the countries, consider the fact that there's a lot more sports and a lot more medals overall this year.
All right. So with that being said, I was driving back to Pittsburgh from Indy on Friday night, and I heard you on the radio, and I mean, you knew your shit. I was impressed. They were rattling off random sports, and you know who the favorite was going to be and stuff like that. But one thing, I believe one of your favorite ones, or maybe I could be wrong here, was it South Korea over their medal total?
Yeah, it's relatively low, and they got a lot of positives going. So far, I bet into about five medal markets, and these numbers are moving like crazy. But South Korea over was one that I was particularly warm on, and there's a couple reasons why. They should get four. They're reasonably 4 to 6 golds in Taekwondo. They should get 4 or 5 golds in archery. So right there, you're knocking on the door at like 10.5, 11.5, depending on what your book has. And you know that there's going to be other random ones too. Like, they have a couple of fencers that are in contention for gold, a couple of shooters. So, you know, they'll get there. And on top of this, like, in general, the, you know, people look at, okay, Japan's going to get a home country bump because it's in Japan, right? Well, a lot of the bump comes from just your athletes don't have to travel as much. Mm-hmm. The circadian rhythms are on. Like, everything is kind of set up for them because it's in their part of the world. Well, that goes for Korea just as well as it goes for Japan. So, you know, the country in general wasn't really impacted much by the pandemic. So, like, the training and people's preparation for the Olympics wasn't hugely impacted. And then on top of all that, you want a kicker on why South Korea gold over is a fun one. If you get a gold medal for your country, South Korea, you are exempt from your 2-year military obligation.
Yes, you are.
So you have these golfers like Sun Jae-im and some of the other guys.
They dropped out of the Open.
They would be out there on tour earning their paycheck, but instead they kind of buckled down prepping for this Olympic golf event so that they can try to win gold and try to get that 2-year exemption.
They didn't play. They didn't play in the Open. Like they. They missed a major so that they, you know, I mean, I would probably do that too, so I didn't have to go to the military for the next 2 years. Not because I have anything against the military, just that I wouldn't last, Drew. I wouldn't last.
It's a dollars thing too, man. I mean, imagine taking 2 years of your prime earnings out of, you know, that's a big chunk of what you're going to earn as a golfer.
Hey, now you are an NBA guy, so I would be remiss not to ask you how you feel about the basketball odds going in there. And then, hey, I looked this morning. I didn't realize that Bob Hummel was the best, most notable player on our 3-on-3 U.S. team.
Technically, we should win both the men's and women's team basketball. 3-on-3 is a total wild card. I think realistically, if you're betting into the Olympic basketball markets, it's not the most fun way to bet the Olympics, in my opinion, because there's only one gold awarded and it's at the end of the whole contest, right? So 2 weeks of like all waiting and waiting and waiting to just get one bet done. Whereas like some of the other sports, you know, like swimming is a fun one to talk about because it's in prime time every day. Mm-hmm. It has like a horse racing spirit. You know, like you get your bet down, the race goes off and it's like lasts like a minute, 2 minutes, in general. And you can kind of look at past performances and come up with like what you think a reasonable handicap, what a reasonable price is. Basketball, I think we're the best on the team, even with the struggles we've had for our men's team, even with the weird NBA season. I think we'll figure it out by the end of the tournament and get a gold. If you have like other teams that could medal, there were some long prices available on Nigeria, who is playing really, really well. They should be in contention for silver or bronze there, but I don't have an opinion on 3-on-3. That's going to be a total chaos. That's a new one. Like I definitely don't know what to expect there.
Yeah,
Drew, the U.S. women's soccer team is now +105 to win this thing. Do we think that was just a hiccup against Sweden, or are they actually in jeopardy of not winning this thing?
Well, it's definitely the format doesn't lend itself as well as like the World Cup does for the U.S. women's team. And it didn't really look like that was a fluky result. Like we got beat. And I would be, and I guess I was watching the broadcast and they brought it up. There's never been a back-to-back team that has won World Cup and then won Olympic gold. And in general, if you look at you guys know your soccer guys, you look at the men's soccer results from last night, you had Argentina lose, you had France get smoked, and Germany lost. Like that, definitely the composition of the teams and sort of the intensity for sort of the elite teams that you would think of on a given sport or for soccer doesn't really seem to be there. And you know, I would say if you're getting plus money on the U.S., they're the best squad top to bottom. They'll get things figured out as they go through this 2 weeks, you know, 2-3 week tournament here. It's probably a fair play at plus money, but at the same time, like, there's a couple other squads in this tournament that are pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. You know, the Netherlands gave them a little bit of a fight in the Women's World Cup final a couple years ago, and they look strong. Similarly, Canada is pretty always a tough always a tough out for us in particular. So it could be competitive.
Drew, I'll be honest with you. As far as sports that I bet on, relatively, the Olympics are pretty far down on knowledge. So I have so as a host of this show, and as someone asking you about the Olympics, I don't have any idea. So I'm just going to ask you this. Is there any other like favorite bets or favorite events that you have out there that you're looking at?
Yeah, so I'll give you guys a quick primer. The other totals I played Russia over. That was deflated because a lot of, Russia was dealing with a doping scandal in 2016. A ton of their athletes were disqualified. They weren't even in the running. Similarly, I played Australia over. Their women's swim team is absolutely banging right now. They were unbelievable at trials. They swam some like world record times at trials, which is unheard of. So Australian women swimmers are going to be incredible. I'll give you a couple specific winners in that because, and I played kind of controversially. I played Japan under. I know they're the home country. Their total was set at 27.5, which was absolutely insanely high. Like, as a country, Japan has never come home with much more than, like, low double-digit medals. Uh-huh. So how they're all of a sudden going to jump to 27, 28 is really beyond me. And you look at some of the projections, like, some of the experts are giving them, like, 11 gold medals in judo. And I stopped because I don't really know anything about judo and kind of dug a little bit. And I looked at world championships, which happened not like that long ago. Like just earlier this year, they had world champions in judo, all the same events. And Japan only came away with 6. So how they're going from 6 to 11 is beyond me when the only difference is venue. So, and actually they had judo world championships like 2 or 3 years ago in Tokyo and they only got 5. So I don't really think there's home cooking in judo that's going to get Japan to 11. All the judo events are going to be done in week one. So if they don't hit that total of 11, there is no chance they're getting 27, 28. So that one could be a fun one that's over after week one. And I think at this point, the momentum, the bottom is in on USA golds. If you want to like just root for country and just root for USA over the course of 2 weeks, I wouldn't stop anyone from playing USA gold over. At this point, you're getting a really good price. And we have a really deep team. I mean, there's a lot of really, we should absolutely thrive in track and field. We could come away with 14, 15 golds there. And it's a big number. You're going to need a lot of things to break our way at the end. But, we're going to get 10 to 12 in swimming. We're going to get 5 in gymnastics. And we could get as many as 15 in track and field. So at that point, you just need a couple of the other good ones to come through. You can, that can include basketball, women's soccer and women's softball. All of those all go towards the total. So that's a fun way to attack that, just to have some rooting interest over the course of the 2 weeks.
You brought up women's swimming, and I'm only asking this because I was looking at it earlier. Katie Ledecky is obviously favored in most, but there's a couple events, 400 meter freestyle, and then there was, I think, the shorter one, maybe 200 meter freestyle too, or something like that, where she's not the favorite, and it is the woman from Australia. So I was thinking about maybe taking Katie Ledecky just plus money, just because that's who it is. Should I not, since you're saying the Australians are setting world records?
You know what's funny? You played yourself off like I didn't really know how to ask good questions about that. You just asked the perfect question an actually nuanced handicap. You ready for this?
Thank you.
So Katie Ledecky, obviously the reigning world champion in the 2, the 4, the 800 freestyle. They added the 1500 meter freestyle for this Olympics. So presumably, if she has her best meet, she could come home with 4 golds, which would be just an incredible haul. As you mentioned, in the 2 and the 4, she is the dog to Arnie Titmus of Australia. And Titmus, she had the trials performance of her life. She almost broke Katie Ledecky's world record in the 400 free. And because of that, they've installed her as the favorite in this competition. And honestly, you go look at Katie Ledecky's times from U.S. trials, they were pedestrian. They were way, 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 way off her best.
Oh, no.
And I've kind of picked some brains of some people I know in USA Swimming to just get a sense of what was going on. And she did not taper. She did not rest. She was not going for anywhere close to her peak performances at trials because she could win those in her sleep. And so there was a little cat and mouse in the way that she played at trials. And she was swimming an extra 6,000 meters a day all throughout that portion of the competition. Everybody else who was trying to make the U.S. Olympic team had dropped down to, like, say, 2, maybe 3,000 meters a day. So the fact that she was unimpressive and the fact that Titmus had to taper to swim those times, I would say that the gap is a lot narrower than the market. And then if you want to break down the 400 meter freestyle race in particular, this is the one that's like the real question mark. In the 200, Titmus probably wins going away. She's just got more early speed. She should win that race. In the 800, slam dunk Ledecky. No, don't overthink that.
400.
Right? Gotcha. The 400 is kind of the meat in the middle. It should be one of the best races of the entire Olympics. It happens on Sunday, so it's early. Oh, and speaking of, if you're going to bet swimming, it's important to know the finals are going to go off in the morning in Tokyo at 10:30, which is 9:30 p.m. East Coast time.
Oh,
so just kind of keep that in mind as markets are like opening and closing. Like if you're going to get bets down on the Olympics, you want to kind of get them in at like say 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
They'll close those around 9:30. But yeah, early in the meet, we get to actually see these guys go head to head. Australia has typically underwhelmed at the Olympics in swimming because they're not like as used to the kind of we peak for trials, we go down, we come back up, and we peak again for Olympics. That's like a little bit different cycle for them. All the U.S. swimmers who are used to like collegiate swimming, that's what they do every year with conferences and NCAA. So it's kind of more in, you know, they're more in tune for the U.S. athletes to do that. I think the veteran nature of Katie Ledecky, this being her third Olympics and her kind of playing possum like this, all sets up well. And so I'm with you. I think Ledecky in the 400 as a dog is a great play. And what you want to see in the race is you want to see Titmuss is going to go out faster. You want to see Ledecky kind of get over on the lane line next to her, kind of drift, you know, use some of the drag, use some of the drift, you know, ride her wake a little bit for the first two, maybe 250, maybe first 300. And then in the fourth 100, she'll have the endurance. She'll have the extra legs. She'll reel her in and presumably be able to pass her, take over, get the gold, and put USA in contention for a great meet.
Drew, we can't thank you enough. Your knowledge on this is awesome. You know what? Maybe I sold myself short. I know I wasn't selling you short, though. You were awesome. Thank you so much. On Twitter, at @whale_capper. Check him out on NBC Sports Bet. Thanks, Drew.
Hey, best of luck, Melis.
Thanks. Good luck. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you, Drew.
Told you I heard him the other night. He knows his shit.
Brazil to win the men's soccer.
Here we go.
+175. I mean, they got Rich Arlison. They got Paulinho. There are three guys that they took that are over 23. They got Danny Alves as the captain.
Danny Alves is the captain?
Yeah. So that Brazil team with Spain tying today. Spain tied Egypt this morning.
Ooh.
+175 Brazil to win this thing is, I mean, lock that in. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah. You're the best.
Yeah.
Hey, you let's go. Me?
When I saw Rich Arlison score a hat trick, I didn't even know you were allowed overage players.
Yeah, three, right?
Yeah, that's it. If you got Rich Arlison out there, he's one of the best players on Brazil's national team, dude.
Where is men's?
He probably just, you know why he's playing. He just doesn't want to go back to Everton.
No. So, yeah, they're +175. Spain's +210. And then after that, I mean, this is a two-horse race.
Yeah. You get, I know Argentina lost today.
Yeah.
But they're minus 160 next game against Egypt. I mean, come on.
But hey, the Egypt squad showed out this morning.
Dave, hey, Qatar.
Oh, is that, when's that, tomorrow?
Saturday night.
So we still have time.
Qatar not happy about the, got a couple Qatar tweets last night. They're coming after the CONCACAF. They said
you got into Qatar Twitter.
They said USA is weak.
They wouldn't.
They did.
They wouldn't.
And I said nah. I said Qatar hero. Fucking.
I promise you, Qatar hero. I like that. I promise you, they would not do that.
They did. They did, my friend.
I just texted Bruce to see if he would answer some phone calls. He might answer. He might. If not, you know what? I'm gonna double it up. I'm gonna ask Connor too. Hey, will you answer for?
There's a tweet. I don't know if this is true. Rumblings that the USA men's 3v3 basketball team did not make it.
Bob Hummel didn't make it.
This says that Hummel's playing for the Purdue.
He was in the basketball tournament. Are they still in it? Are they out?
Did he leave?
Bob Hummel?
I mean, whatever team Hummel's on is probably going to win, I'd imagine.
Right. Connor, our Lord and Savior.
You don't like Hummel, man?
I love Bob Hummel. I actually have a Purdue Bob Hummel jersey. I wear it all the time at parties. But I actually have a couple plays for...
Hey, tell Connor thank you.
Thank you, Connor. I have a couple plays. I'm playing China in the 3-on-3 basketball. I was watching their highlights. They're playing Saturday. They're playing Sunday.
The boys were bobbing and waving?
Oh, yeah, dude. And the girls. The girls are plus money both games. No clue why.
1-833-462-2333. 1-833-433-262. I don't know. The lines are, they're buzzing. Thank you, Connor. While the lines fill up. So you're going China basketball, women's and men's?
Yeah, so we're taking the 3-on-3 basketball.
Any for reason?
China. Yeah, just watching their highlights. And I was watching sweet the World highlights. Games, the FIBA 3-on-3 World Games. It's a lot of the same players.
You like John Cena too, man?
Whoa.
I'm a Randy Orton guy through and through. Nope, hate John Cena.
I'm getting news here that...
You reading the Bobby Hummel news?
Bobby Hummel didn't put the team on his back. Hold on, let me find this. Hold on. Basketball, men's 3-on-3 basketball.
No, Bob Hummel's not washed up.
Futures. Let me go to the futures. I didn't say that, man. Yeah, they are not on the futures.
Wow.
USA didn't make the 3v3.
USA is not in the 3v3.
They were on the they were on the futures.
Serbia is the favorite.
Yeah, so I
shout out Mitt. China is has potentially the worst odds to win. Only Japan is worse than China.
Jeez. Yeah, but they also have a guy that averaged 23 points in the same league that Jimmer Fredette played in.
Yao?
No, it's a name very similar.
Don't be an asshole, dude.
I'm not gonna be an asshole. I'm betting on him. No, don't. So I have China plus 7.5 against Siberia Friday at 11, and I parlayed that with China versus the Russian Olympic Committee.
Who'd you say, Siberia?
Serbia. Serbia, sorry.
Serbia's a favorite, dude. You're gonna fucking go up against the Serbs?
Yeah, dude.
Good luck.
All they do in China is practice basketball. They love it.
Okay. Hey. You said it.
They love it.
Uh-oh.
Jackson?
What?
Is Jackson on the horn?
Oh, I don't know yet, but I can tell you that there is a UFC odds boost.
What do you got?
Derek Minner.
Hold on.
I think it's Derek Minner because his first name is spelled with an A and his last name is spelled with two N's. It could be Minor, but I think it's Minner.
Derek Heavy Hands Minner?
Derek Heavy Hands Minner.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know his name, but I don't know if he changed how he says it.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
To win by KO, TKO.
I mean, the only reason the...
Or submission.
Any win for Minner?
Versus Mr. Elkins.
Elkins stinks, dude.
Yeah, +210.
It could not be by decision.
Correct, Mitt.
Yeah, that's what did us in last time, by points. That was the boost that did us in. Whenever it's by knockout, we always hit.
Checks out.
Nick Jonas is in the Olympics?
These Olympics are fucking... Hold on.
What is Nick Jonas doing in the Olympics, Tony? That there's no way. What event is he in? Is he singing the opening ceremony?
This is Nick Jonas falling from his bike and getting a broken rib during the third round of Olympic Dreams. Maybe Olympic Dreams is not the Olympics. It's going to be hell of a few weeks. Okay? It's going to be hell of a few weeks. Let's see if anybody wants to lead us into anything here. Gumpy.
Go ahead.
You want to go Olympics, NFL futures... Tennis, MLB.
MLB.
Preston, lead us in to the Major League of Baseball.
What's up, boys? It's Preston. How are we doing again here?
How you doing, Preston?
So, it's been pretty cold since I've called in here, boys, but I think I got some winners for you. So,
okay. Go on.
We got first five overs, Mini, LA. I like San Fran and the Dodgers. I like Oakland, Seattle. And finally... San Diego, Miami, all overs.
Jesus. Preston.
Preston overs.
Presty overs. Let's break them down. Hey. Let's break them down.
Go on.
Who? What was the first one he said? Fucking Minnie and Mickey Mouse?
Who's Minnesota's playing?
So we got the Angels, at Minnesota. Andrew Haney versus Kenta Maeda.
Maeda has found it.
He has, in fact, found it. It
took a long time this year, but it looks like he has found it, my friend.
He has been pitching much, much better. He was up for the Cy Young last year. Did he win it?
Last year, he was very cool.
Very. Andrew Haney, on the other hand, I don't think he has found it, okay?
Nah, he stinks.
He's given up 4-3-7-5-3. in his last five starts. Is that good, pal?
Don't think so.
Is that good?
Don't think so.
Don't think so either. Did I take Minnesota? Let me find out.
I did. Minnesota first five minus 140.
I didn't take them.
Thank you very much.
Why didn't I take them?
I don't know. They beat the White Sox last night. Fucking Cease, man. I'm about done with Dylan Cease.
Dilly Bars.
Yeah.
About.
Yeah, I'm about done.
I didn't take him. I'm going to have to start writing down because I can't remember. CTE's been acting up recently. Why I didn't take him.
There you go.
I can't remember.
I would have.
I didn't do it, though.
I would have.
What was another over he took?
I think he said every game tonight.
Okay, let's just do that.
He took the over in Giants-Dodgers.
Chucky Morton versus Matt Moore.
Yeah.
I was looking at Chucky Morton.
Yeah.
Wanted to take Chucky Morton.
Yeah.
Couldn't pull the trigger.
Oh.
Chuck Morton has been much better than Matt Moore.
That is correct.
Atlanta isn't great on the road. You know, are they still hurting from Acuna?
Jock Peterson's playing decent ball.
Jock will swing that bat.
Yep.
I didn't do it, though. You did?
Yeah, I'm on Braves first five money line.
Okay.
Had to do it.
That was the way to go.
Had to do it.
Jordo Montgomery versus Tanner Houck. Yankees at Bo Sox. Stayed away from this one, too.
Yeah. Houck pitched against the Yanks last week out of the pen. Three innings, one hit. Montgomery, his last two, he's gone at least six.
So. Yeah, he hasn't been bad.
Yeah, but I'm not touching this one, Tony. Same. This is a massive series, four-game set.
Big.
Massive.
The Yankees had a good series last week.
Yep, Red Sox actually, just mashed
won,
the Jays.
They won four too. In a row.
Yeah.
San Diego, we don't have a starter yet for the Marlins. So not sure what to do there. Tampa at Cleveland. Louis Patino versus Cal Quantrill. I'm going to take the dog here. And I'm not sure if you know who the dog is, but I do. And it's Cleveland at home. Give me plus a half, minus 115.
I'm with you, Tony.
Are you?
I love Quantrill. Love Quantrill.
Yeah, I mean, Louis Patino. Go ahead.
Louis Patino?
Louis Patino has given up. He gave up five in his last start and four in the start before that.
Yeah.
And that's his basically like starts. Before that, he was going two and three innings.
Cleveland's a scrappy bunch.
They are a scrappy bunch.
Yeah.
So, and you're giving me a half at home?
Yeah, thank you.
I'll take it.
Rays aren't playing the greatest.
No.
They've been decent, but there feels like they're kind of treading water a bit.
This next one. Gladly, we'll take it. Okay?
Oh, you're taking...
Cardinals.
You're Mr. Kim.
Cubs. Albert Alzolay, Kwangyun Kim. Can I rattle off what Kwangyun's been fucking doing?
Go ahead.
6-0 earned runs. 6-0 earned runs. 7-0 earned runs. 5-1 earned run. He hasn't given up a run in the last 19 innings.
Yep. One in his last 24.
One in his last 24, and I'm going to get him minus 114. Come on.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Go ahead.
I mean, St. Louis. Wainwright had a nice little pitching outing last night. St. Louis couldn't hit.
Hendricks is good.
Alzolay, on the other hand, has been giving up. We were on him earlier in the year.
He was very good at the start of the year.
He's been a little shaky recently, so.
Kim has done me dirty.
He has?
Yeah. I can't do it.
Can't?
I can't. I mean, I know he's pitching well right now, but this guy, I've watched him, and it...
Listen, I'll go to the loony bin by myself.
It's gone south on me a couple times with this guy, and I just cannot pull the trigger.
I'll go to the loony bin by myself, Paul.
Carry on.
We talked about Haney and Maeda.
Yep.
Manea versus Flexen. This one was easy. For me, it was.
I know. There is some concerning stats on this one, though.
Okay, well, Manea is giving up 3-3-4.
Yeah, he did complete game shutout last time at Seattle.
Way back when.
Flexen gave up 5 last time against the A's, but I think Flexen's better than he was then. So.
See, when Manea gave up that 0, he was on a streak where he had given up 1-1-0-0-1.
Yeah.
Now he's on a streak where he's giving up 4-4-3. Manea has the ability, but I think... I mean, this is on your tombstone, Flexen plus a half, yeah, especially like at home.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other way to bet this game. I'd even think about, I mean, first inning draw is worth a look here.
Don't hate it.
But yeah, definitely flex and plus a half. I'll take flex and plus a half until probably till this season's over.
I couldn't figure out this game which way I wanted to go. Could have gone anyway. Because they're pretty fucking evenly matched. Dodgers are a little bit better of a hitting team. But as far as Discofani and Walker Buehler go, they are pretty dead even here. So I decided to take the under 4.5 in Dodgers and Giants. I mean, Walker Buehler at home has a 2.3 ERA, which is pretty solid. And then Discofani on the road also has a very good ERA. I'm going to pull it up right now. So I decided to go with the under 4.5. Discofani on the road, 2.3 ERA.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Giants plus a half. I've taken them every game this series.
I would have taken the dog.
Yeah, they hit the first two hit last night. They had a guy on third, one out. Couldn't cash him in to tie it in the top of five. So, yeah, I mean, I'm taking plus a half here.
I actually did a same game parlay on this one.
Yep.
Plus 245. First half alternate run line. Giants plus 1.5.
Yep.
Draw first inning. And then alternate runs total of under 8.5 for the game. And that was plus 245.
I like that. I don't know who's pitching for the Marlins tonight, Tone, but I would almost blindly bet Padres. Just there's no first five line, minus 140 to win that game.
I know. Game. I know.
Blake Snell will fucking ruin
so Blake
a bet
Snell's
for
going.
You real quick, though.
And let me see if he's improved at all.
No, he only went 4 last time out.
And gave a 4, and it was on the road. Yeah. So his road splits are, he has a 9.08 ERA on the road, 1.43 at home.
Yeah.
Give me Snell at home.
Yeah.
On the road, I'm not going to take him.
Yeah. I might hop on first five when we find out who's pitching that one.
So picks for tonight for baseball, I got Cleveland plus a half, first five. Cardinals, first five, money line. Mariners, plus a half, first five. And then under 4.5 for Dodgers and Giants. I also got that same game parlay.
Love that.
For them.
All first five, Braves, money line. Cleveland, plus a half. Twins, money line. Mariners, plus a half. Giants, plus a half.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones.
All right.
Let's go back to the phones. Olympics or NFL futures?
Futures.
Let's go to Austin in Chicago. What do you got?
Hammer down, boys.
Hammer down.
All right, so I got three NFL futures. First one is Dak Prescott plus 175 comeback player of the year. The only other person I could really see winning that is Joe Burrow. And then I got Texans under 4.5 wins.
Yep.
Because they might just be the worst team in NFL history.
Whoa.
Without Deshaun Watson. And then I got the Titans to win the AFC South at plus money.
Okay. I mean, I don't hate any of those.
Not at all.
If Dak plays well, he's probably going to get that. Because you go based on, think about Alex Smith, you go based on the severity of the injury.
Yeah.
And what they're coming back from. There's a lot of options. McCaffrey, Saquon, I'm sure I'm forgetting a lot of fucking Burrow, because there was a lot of injuries last year.
Yeah.
The problem is, with those running backs, their teams are definitely going to have to make the playoffs. That's probably not going to happen.
You right. FanDuel doesn't have those up, at least in Indianapolis, 2021.
I mean, come if back, Big Mike shows up wearing those sunglasses every day, Cowboys might win the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
Let me see. This was from May. So I'm sure they're updated a little bit. Yeah, Dak, Burrow, Saquon, McCaffrey, Bosa, Derwin James.
Derwin.
Jimmy Winston. Odell, Jimmy G.
Wow, there is a lot more than I thought there was.
They have Carson Wentz on here.
What's he at?
Plus 900. Ooh. Von Miller.
I think Carson Wentz train there. Plus 900.
Julio.
As a comeback?
Yeah, was he hurt?
No.
Tim Tebow?
Fuck off.
He's on there.
at what are Tebow's odds?
Plus 3,300. He should be way higher. Oh, than yeah. That.
No, that's terrible.
He should be way higher.
There should be another trophy for coming back from that far reserved.
Higher than that. We'll do another NFL futures. Mike from Denver.
How we doing, boys?
How you doing, Hammer Dunk Dad?
I'm not so bad. I was just perusing my sports book and I saw a bet Detroit to go 0-17. I don't think Motor City Dan Campbell lets that happen.
No, he doesn't.
But like what's his name from Chicago just said, Houston might be awful without Deshaun Watson, so might think about betting on them to go 0-17. I wanted to get your guys' pick for an offensive rookie. Trevor Lawrence is obviously the favorite, and then they had Justin Fields, and I think Najee Harris. Like you said, Najee Harris, unless the Steelers make the playoffs, probably not going to happen. What do you guys like any of the other rookie quarterbacks possibly for that?
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I am not personally in the business of betting on running backs when quarterbacks are involved as well.
Yeah.
I assume you guys agree. NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Justin Fields is Lawrence not even going to be a starter, so I think you'd have to take Zach Wilson here.
He's eventually going to be. You know who, what's his name, also wasn't a starter last year, and he won it? Herbert.
Yeah.
I do not think that there will be an Andy Dalton poked in the lung situation. He might get knocked out again, but I mean, I just think Zach Wilson's going to have some good stats. He's going to have to play. They have a decent offensive line. Like, they're all young. They're all drafted high. They have a bunch of high draft picks that are all really young that have never really played. So, I don't know. He might have a shot.
Fucking Kyle Pitts is plus 1,100. People already love him. I could see him potentially getting some love if he goes off. McCorkle Jones is plus 1,000. Cam, it's going to take after. Of all the quarterback jobs, I think it's going to take have to take a little bit for Cam to get sat down.
Yeah, I think so.
Trey Lance is plus
750. I think Cam's going to have a good year. I really do.
I don't.
No.
But.
I do. I think they've surrounded him with.
What? Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I still don't think
I think he was decent last year before he got COVID.
His first couple of games, he threw well.
Right.
So, I mean, I could be fucking completely wrong, dude.
I'd like to see Cam do well.
I've been there before. I think Louis is from Sweden. Louis?
Yeah, Lewis, but whatever. Hammer Dad. I've been diving into, because just fucking waiting for the NFL season. So I've been diving into the dressage for the Olympics.
Yeah, the dressage. And what are your thoughts on the dressage?
Well, so we've got a clear favorite for this is for the individual, because the team mobs are just untouchable, really. But so we've got three Germans and one Brit, who are clear favourites above everyone else. And then the leading favourite is Isabel Wirth. She's a minus 155. She's got 10 Olympic medals. So we're hammering that one.
Okay.
And then second favourite, we've got the Brit, but I'm going to fade her because she's actually chosen her... she's actually chosen a younger horse... that she hasn't really ridden much, and she hasn't been performing very well, according to the internet, in the last year. So we've got two Germans. So I'm going to be taking Jessica von Breeden-Wurmbel at plus 850 as a little bit of a sprinkle, and then going to be taking her and the other German, Dorothy Schneider, to win a medal, both at plus 130.
Lewis, do you know dressage, or did you just decide this is the one Olympic event that I want to study?
That is exactly what I did.
Hey, I respect it. Hey, I also respect you listening from Sweden. So, hey, thank you.
Hey, thank you, boys.
Thank you, Lewis. Are you going to be betting on dressage?
Dressage?
Yeah, horse dancing?
Feels like that's the... he laid it out pretty well there. I don't know how you go against that.
Isabel Wirth, minus 155. She's got 10 medals at the Olympics, though.
It's good stuff.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Joe, Zona, what up?
Boys, hammer dad.
Hammer dad.
So I was listening in on your guest earlier talking about swimming. I just want to warn you, be a little bit careful about Katie Ledecky in the 400 free. Ariane Tidness has had a better time by almost 4 seconds this year in their most recent times. So just be careful.
I know. Hey, he said it. He said it too. Katie was swimming a lot of laps. I hear you. I appreciate it. I'm gonna take Katie.
Okay, man. USA all the way. But
Joe was pissed. He's pissed that I'm taking Katie.
Yeah, that dude was an asshole.
Whoa, Mitt.
I mean, we already heard that exact information, and that's the reason why we're taking her, because there's good enough odds for us to take her, because she swam like poorly in her trials because she was overtraining. That dude's an asshole.
Joe's a fucking asshole, dude. It's Ledecky or nothing.
Hey, in my home, it's Ledecky or nothing. I'm not taking her in the 200.
No, I wouldn't do that.
400.
The 200.
When they meet in the middle.
Yeah. 200 is wide open.
Fuck that. I'm taking her in the 200. I'm taking her in everything.
That a boy, hey, Mitt. Mitt.
Let's go.
USA, Mitt.
I love USA swimming.
Thank you, Mitt.
I love the Olympics.
It's nice that we found out that you'll be able to watch swimming live at night. Because he said they're doing it 10 a.m. whatever Japan time, so it'll be 9 o'clock our time or wherever the fuck.
Can't wait.
Hey.
I might not get any sleep fucking staying up to watch this swimming.
True. Hey, I know.
Or horse dancing.
I'm super pumped
dressage.
Saturday night, the Chinese basketball game is going Friday night into Saturday morning. They're playing a doubleheader, so I can just ride the wave and just watch it all night.
George, last call. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Name me Dad. Olympic wrestling, 125 kgs. Gable Stevenson. He's going to be a superstar. He is going off at 340. I got him on Monday at plus 500, so I think they're waking up to him. The only reason I think his odds are so bad is because he hasn't done like the senior wrestling circuit. He is the current NCAA heavyweight champion from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting hyped up from Ric Flair.
He's the guy.
Brock went to his school. I think this is a lock. I think he's going to win the gold, and he's going to be coming over to SmackDown soon.
He's the guy. Thank you, George.
Thank you, George.
You want a career on SmackDown? You do what Kurt Angle did. You go over to the Olympics, and you fucking bring home gold. Okay?
It's only one Kurt Angle.
But Gable Stevenson, protege.
Who?
The next one. Dun, 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 dun. Okay? Jay, you a big Olympic guy?
Not really.
Okay.
You got any picks for the 3M Open, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't even looked. After my sink debacle, I think I'm just going to stay away from
it. Stay away for a little bit.
Let's go back. Hit sink again.
Jay?
He's due for a good round.
He's due for a good round.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the first round was his only good round he's going to have for a while.
He's had a good year. Okay. Let's see here. Let's make sure we didn't miss anything. MLB, check. Olympic soccer, check. Hell Olympics, yeah. In general, check.
Brazil.
China basketball.
China basketball. Boost, you know.
Is Hunter Renfrow going to hit a home run?
That was plus 550, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Boston also has to win. But
I'm stay away from that one.
Renfrow hit a fucking bomb last
night. No run, dude. First inning boost last night, Mitt. Never dot.
Never a dot. But, I mean, the Cardinals also didn't win, so.
Didn't need them to.
Cardinals.
No, they did come back and win.
Oh, really? I only watched the first five.
They didn't win first five. Mutts.
You think Kim's going to do it tonight, huh?
Well, we'll see. I'm only as good as what the guys on the field do.
What a cop.
Okay.
Print the shirt.
15. We go. That's a good shirt.
Yeah.
Only as good.
I'm only as good as guys on the field.
I didn't lose.
Nope.
Guys on the field did.
Wasn't me.
We got 15 games tomorrow.
15?
Yep.
What? On Friday?
What? The rollover is at 17:50.
Thanks for going over that, Tony.
Well, fucking tweet it out. Nope. Watch the show.
Yeah.
Hashtag FanDuel hammered down rollover 17:50.
This one's going to go, I think. Because there's not much going on.
This one's going to go.
There's not much going on, and it is hard to hit 10 MLB games.
Not easy.
Very hard. 15 on a Friday, that's going to be a fucking...
Oh.
Friday, you bet the board.
Yeah.
And you fucking...
We'll pick them all tomorrow.
You ask questions later. Deal with it on Monday.
Yeah, because no one knows.
Nah.
Hey, we'll talk about it on Monday.
Everyone's okay? All boozed up.
Don't get too boozed this weekend, Mitt.
Celebrating China's win.
Fucking Emperor Mitt. We'll be back tomorrow. Similar time, same place. God bless. Good luck. Hammer down.